Yeah. Everybody in Vrindavan is thinking about Krishna. But they all think of Krishna in their own way. And because they have their own ecstasy, therefore their relationship is different. And their beauty is different. Just like Subal, he looks just like Srimati Radharani. Subal is beautiful like Srimati
Radharani.
But as a cowherd boy. So when Srimati Radharani wants to meet with Krishna.
Итак, поэтому, когда однажды Шримати Радхарани хотела встретиться с Кришной,
and she can't get out of the house.
И она пришла в
the house.
Она была закрыта в доме.
So Subal goes in the house.
Он Субал туда зашел.
And gets dressed up as Radharani.
Да, точно так, как Шримати Радхарани.
And she gets dressed up as Subal.
Она, в общем, одела его по платье.
And she stays. He stays inside, and she goes out.
И он остался внутри, а она пошла.
And Subal is younger than Srimati Radharani, so he's like 13, or maybe only 12, I can't remember, 12 and a half, 13 years old.
Prichabhasa always thinking about Krishna, but they chant always Radhe Radhe. It means they thinking.
Huh?
But Prichabhasa always chant Radhe Radhe.
Which Prichabhasa?
It's around, we can hear everybody.
But those aren't necessarily Prichabhasa. I'm talking about the Prichabhasa's and the root spiritual worship.
Мы говорим о Prichabhasa в духовном мире.
I'm not talking about the people on the street. I'm talking about the Krishna's associates.
Мы говорим как бы о приближенных к Кришне.
They say Radhe Radhe, but Shukadeva Goswami never even never said Radhe Radhe. And he was talking to sages. So why just say Radhe Radhe? Is it such a cheap thing that you just say it on the street to anybody for anything? Malagat Kasnami. The Vrishapasis in the spiritual world, they don't say Radhe Radhe. Gopis say Radhe Radhe. But not walking around.
So who is the Vrishapasi in the current day and age? The real Vrishapasis.
In Vrindavan. Because you have so many people in Vrindavan that are talking about
everything.
Driving rickshaws and stuff. And we are always told that we have to respect everybody who lives here because they
live here.
So are they real Vrishapasis? I'm not saying we should disrespect them, but I'm saying should we see them as real Vrishapasis?
То есть мы должны выражать почтение, но они как на самом деле
Vrishapasis.
Ну то же самое, как с преданными.
Word devotee means different things.
То есть быть преданным, это может быть значит разное, по-разному.
You're a devotee and Bhakti Vinod Thakur is a devotee.
Вы преданный, и Бхакти Винод Такур тоже преданный.
So, anyone who lives in Vrindavan, he's a Vrishapasi.
Vrindavan, это Vrishapasi.
But that doesn't automatically mean that anyone who lives in Vrindavan is on the same level as Krishna's eternal associates.
Если вы живете в Вриндаване, вы на таком же уровне находитесь, как бы окружение Кришны.
Living in Vrindavan, taking birth in Vrindavan, it's not an ordinary thing. So we should show respect to those people who are doing that. We respect everybody. Amana, amana, dina. So especially we should respect these people. But that doesn't make them equal to the Vrishapasis of the spiritual world. So just like when I say Shyam Bihari, it means Shyam Bihari Das. Similarly, when we actually say these are Vrishapasis, it actually means Vrishapasi Das. To be a real Vrishapasi means to be an eternal associate. It's not a... It's not a... It's not such an easy thing to be a Vrishapasi, just that you buy an apartment and you live in Vrindavan. I always... visited Prabhupada's godbrother. Sridhar Maharaj. And he asked for forgiveness for any offenses. And Sridhar Maharaj said, he said, I'm not a Vaishnava. You can't commit offenses to me. This is every day I pray to the dogs of Navadvip to become a Vaishnava. So someone who thinks like that,
they're
qualified to be Vaishnavas. Someone who thinks, I'm a Brijbasi, there's very little likelihood that they're real Brijbasis. That's why Lord Chaitanya said, Dasa, Dasa,
but
no one. The only Vaishnava or characteristic of a Vaishnava is that he never thinks that he's a Vaishnava. That's my And the characteristic of, just like Lord Chaitanya says, Prema Gandosmi. He says, I don't love Krishna. If I loved Krishna, then how could I live without him? Hare Krishna.